President John Mahama has sworn in a new deputy governor for the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Abdul Nasir Sahaku, as well as a 12-member board of the bank, chaired by the governor, Dr. Henry Kofi Wampa, at the Flagstaff House. They took the oath of office, allegiance and secrecy. Before his appointment as the deputy governor, Dr. Abdul Sahaku worked with the World Bank, the Africa Development Bank, and as chief executive of the Export Development and Investment Fund, EDIF. President Mahama stated that the government respects the autonomy of the central bank and expects it to deliver on its agenda. He also commended the cooperation between the bank and the Ministry of Finance towards stabilizing the macroeconomic environment.
I'm very happy that we have put the board in place, and I think that it opens the way for us to do the job that we've been mandated to do. I urge you as the board to work with the governor to be able to make sure that we stabilize the macro, as the vice president said, to bring interest rates down and bring inflation rate down so that we continue to have a conducive environment for business to flourish and for the economy to grow. And I know that you are quite capable people and will continue to what's going on.
Vice President Pakwesi Misa-Arthur, who witnessed the swearing-in, shared some few thoughts with the board and the newly sworn-in deputy governor.
We have great responsibility to support the governor and to manage the economy in a way that is sustainable. So I wish you luck. There are very good staff in the bank. Use them. Of the three governors, you are the only one who has not worked in the bank before. In that bank, people stay a long time. Everybody you meet has stayed 30 years, 35 years sometimes in the bank. They have nowhere to go because it's the best place to work in this economy. So they will be set in their ways. Ask somebody coming from outside, you should ask them questions. You challenge them to think outside of what they normally do. Because, as I say, over the many years, in that single structure, they've all stayed there, they've become friends, they know what they think, and they act together. But an external person going there forces them to think through some of the things they've done, some of the assumptions that they've made, and so on.
You heard Vice President Pakwesi Misa-Arthur.